Welcome to Talk of the Town on 88.1 FM. My name is Ted Tate, and this week on Talk of the Town, we're going to talk about parks and green spaces and all the fun outdoor things that we like to do in Colonial Beach. With me today is Walter Leroy, the president of CB Green Space. Right, Walter?
That's correct. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Tell me about how did CB Green Space come to be, because you're not a government agency, but you deal with a lot of the parks that the town owns. What was the start of CB Green Space? How did that happen?
Concerned members of the community coming together, very interested in parks and green space, conserving and preserving parks, came together and started the Colonial Beach Green Space. Board of Directors was formed. It's an actual 501c3 nonprofit organization. It's dedicated to green space and parks in Colonial Beach.
How long ago was that?
It was formed probably 2 years ago, maybe 2.5 years ago at this point now.
Oh, so a very new organization.
Right. I am, in fact, not the original president of the foundation, 501c3. It was Steve Kennedy. He was the first president of the Colonial Beach Green Space.
And Steve and the other board members got together because they saw a need for citizens to have more direct input into what was happening with our parks? Is that
fair? They saw a need to preserve and conserve parks and green spaces in the area, and the desire to make them more accessible to the community, residents of Colonial Beach, both in terms of access, ADA access perhaps, Americans with Disabilities Act, which we'll talk about what we do in that effect, but also just regular access to the parks and the infrastructure in those parks, benches or playground equipment or things like that.
I'll get onto the more details about how you do that, but so as you formed CB Green Space, there, I guess, was a mission statement, an overall thought process of this is what we want to accomplish. Do you want to speak to that?
Right. That was to conserve and preserve green space and parks in Colonial Beach and to promote the increased parks and green spaces as those opportunities arise.
So you're working, I assume, mostly with the town on these sorts of things.
We work with the town, the Parks and Recs Department, the Public Works Department. We work with other NGOs in the community, the Parks and Rec Advisory Commission. We're strong supporters of a new park on the north side of town, strong supporters of the development of the linear park, what is now known as the golf cart path. We would very much like to see those developed so that we can have more access to green space and parks in town.
Yeah, that's the newest thing now that I've seen people writing about and talking about, is this idea of a linear park, basically taking what is now a partly dirt, partly paved golf cart path and turning that into something a little nicer.
Yes, much nicer. An actual real park with amenities on the park, benches, possibly exercise stations. Who knows? I mean, the sky's the limit of what we could do there. Ensuring that it's accessible to all for all ages and capabilities would be one of our goals, and to help make that happen and to offset those costs by raising funds to do that.
I was going to say, so what is your involvement in that process? What do you do to make these things happen? One of them is raise money?
Raise money, yes. We raise funds to try to make things happen, like benches in parks, for instance. As you may be aware, the ADA access ramp on the beach washed away with the storm surge. So we're raising funds to get the ADA access ramp back so that wheelchairs and walkers can get down to the water on the beach. Those sort of access issues for all ages and capabilities is what we want to make sure happens.
It's interesting because I think most people think that all of the amenities they see in a park, whether it's a kid's playground or park benches, what have you, are all paid for out of tax dollars by the town. But what you're telling me is, no, not really. We help out a lot with those things.
We help out as much as we can, and the community has really come forward. We have an initiative right now for benches for Eleanor Park, for instance, and the town has really come forward, and we've raised over $7,000 for benches for Eleanor Park that will eventually be ordered and installed. And we're working closely now with the Parks and Rec Department and the Public Works Department to ensure we get the right benches on order that will last and make sure that they're the proper ones that are installed on the park.
Yeah, our everyday benches that we use at home probably wouldn't stand up to the wear and tear that a public park gets, would they?
That's correct. And we want the steel slatted metal benches, municipal quality, you know, something that won't put the town in any liability issue and that will last,
right?
Not just break.
You mentioned Eleanor Park. Is there an overall master plan for that park yet?
There's not a master plan fitted out right now that I'm aware of. There are many people have many thoughts on what to do with it and where to, in what direction to go with it, as you're probably aware. But we are looking forward to being involved with that and ensuring that the residents of the town have access to that park for all ages.
I was almost reluctant to even mention it because sometimes it's been a bit of a hot potato, that one.
Right.
But now that the town has sort of, I think, finally decided that, yes, we want to keep this as a park, you guys get to come in and help out with that and facilitate that as much as possible and turn it into something that people will use as opposed to it sitting as just a piece of greenery that's not doing anything.
Right. Possibly down the road. There's all kinds of, you know, suggestions from different people of what to do. I know that we do have the permission to get benches. So we're very much looking forward to benches being put on that park and possibly helping to replace other older benches throughout the town in other parks. We have some old park benches along Irving. There's some long overdue replacements maybe in the Castlewood Park area, the Lunsford Point area. They're the wood, you know, wooden benches that could be replaced. And
get rid of those splinters.
Get rid of those splinters, yeah.
In addition to park equipment, you also get involved in things like historical markers, don't you?
Yes, we actually have a wonderful project going on, initiative happening right now for the historical marker for the Oyster Wars, to commemorate the Oyster Wars. And we have a big event on May 13th at the Community Center. It's a Sing the Bay concert. If you're familiar with the song, The Ballad of Berkeley Muse, the artist will be at the Community Center there and will be performing all day long songs about the Potomac River and the Oyster Wars. And we're going to raise money for a historical marker.
I thought that was a done deal, the historical marker for Oyster Wars.
Well, those that raise it, the towns, the entities that are raising money and requesting the historical marker from the state have to pay for it. So we have to raise the money to pay for the historical marker and the installation of that marker so that it just doesn't fall over and drive, you know, and go away.
I guess what I heard was that it had been officially approved. Is that where we are in that process?
I don't believe that it's actually been approved yet. In fact, if I understand correctly, we have to have the money raised first. That way we have the funds in hand so they know that we're serious. Because we hand the money over to them and then they bring it.
So in this case, CB Green Spaces raising the money to pay for this historical marker. You then give that money to the town who then orders it from the state? Is that what we're saying?
I'm not sure that we'll give it to the town to do that or we will do it ourselves. But either way, we will work with the town to make sure it happens.
And that money goes to the state and the state builds those markers?
Correct. They're uniform as you've seen them around. They look the same everywhere. So there's a specific type and look to those and they have a specific producer that produces those that they go to.
I see.
We have to get it from them.
I gather once that one's done, there are more on the horizon. There are other ideas for historic markers that at least several people in town that I know have said, oh, I'd love to have a marker that talks about this.
Right. I've heard desires from people to have an additional marker about the Potomac River's Fishery Commission itself, and because that was created as a result of the Oyster Wars.
You could have a progressive trail where you can go through the history.
Very well could. And let's start it right here in Colonial Beach. Start that trail right here.
In addition to public parks, you get involved in the community garden here in Colonial Beach.
Yes. Recently, Colonial Beach Green Space took a leadership role in the community garden. We want to make sure that that is maintained properly and remains free to the residents that want to use it. We raise funds to take care of the garden. There's a water bill that's involved. You know, it has to have insurance, those sort of things. So we try to raise the funds to take care of that as well.
Now, the community garden is located on, what will you tell me?
Right. It's located on Washington Ave near the Washington Park, the playground.
Right.
Right.
Where the putt-putt golf is now.
Where the putt-putt golf is, exactly, right there. There's that fenced-in community garden there with the raised garden beds in there.
And now, how does one participate in that? If a person said, yes, I'm interested in gardening.
Yep, they could reach out to GreenSpace. We'll see if there's any available beds left. Last count I heard, there was only a couple left, so if you're interested in getting them, you should reach out quickly.
So each person interested is assigned a bed,
right,
that they can plant whatever they want in there?
Legally.
Within limits?
Within limits. But yes, some people are sharing the bed, so it isn't just some individuals. Groups have them. There's a couple of beds there that we have dedicated for the food pantry, the food bank. Mm-hmm. And so we'll raise some vegetables in those raised garden beds and give them to the food pantry.
So if, for example, somebody didn't even want to have their own bed that they had to be responsible for but wanted to help with those food bank beds, they could do that as well and partner with other people?
Absolutely do that with other people and partner by buying the plants and planting them in there. And it's a community effort, and it's a way to meet your neighbors and establish relationships. It's social contact out there for those that enjoy gardening. It isn't just gardening flowers. It's actually producing fruits and vegetables.
But you can plant flowers if you want
to. Of course you could plant. Yeah, we need those out there as well.
And
bees and butterflies and everything.
Do people pay to participate in that, or they supply their own seeds and their own plants?
They supply their own seeds and their own plants, and we've provided dirt and compost. We're providing some tools there, but people are welcome to bring their own tools if they want to, you know, toil in there, work it. But we have tools there and things like that.
So it's a mixed effort.
Right.
And right next to it is what I just mentioned, the new putt-putt golf. Now that, to me, is a sort of a classic example of how people just kind of come together in this town and create something out of nothing.
Yeah, it was amazing. The wonderful family donated it. We power washed it, cleaned it up. The Parks and Rec Department was very instrumental in making that happen.
Yeah, I saw them loading their trucks with it because right. That's big stuff.
Yes, exactly. And we had a good time cleaning them up that day out there on the park, getting them down there. And I love to go down there and see people using it. I've seen it the last couple weekends that people are actually using them.
Yeah, I've seen it too, and my biggest worry with something like that is you're leaving the balls and the putters out there. That's usually the sort of thing that disappears. But it looks like people are returning them. They're not walking off with them.
Yeah, I see them there. So, and I haven't actually heard of an issue. I mean, maybe one or two may have disappeared here.
I'm sure
or there,
the balls will disappear.
But they're balls, yeah. And I found a ball in my garden bed, actually. So somebody hit it over the fence and into my garden bed. It seems to be working out, though.
That's great.
It's getting use, and
yeah,
that's what we like to see.
That's what you want, isn't it? And that's what your organization, CB Green Space, is all about. It's about creating spaces that people will use and enjoy.
Right, and get out of the house. Get outside and into nature and enjoy.
With me today is Walter Leroy, the president of CB Green Space, your website for people who are interested in what CB Green Space is and what you do. Is very simply cbgreenspace.org.
Right.
And you've got a very nice website here where you talk a little bit about what the organization does and how to get involved and what events are coming up and some nice pictures of Colonial Beach.
Yes, and from there you can go to our Facebook page, which is very active. There's ways to be involved there and to sign up to volunteer for events, and the schedule of events is on there, how to donate if you're so inclined. We would love to have your donations to support some of these efforts.
What sort of volunteers, if somebody were saying, I like outdoorsy stuff and whatever, what sort of volunteers are you looking for? What do you need help with?
Well, we do, as you know, cleanups, right? We look for people that will keep an eye on a park, just do their walkthroughs, nothing serious. Keep an eye on it. If you see something maybe laying on the ground or something, put it in a trash can. Or if you see something a little bit more serious than that, then let the Parks and Rec Department know or the Public Works Department know.
So that's sort of an adopt-a-park sort of thing.
And we're getting to that. We're looking into that program. We've tried to pull that together here recently, and we've presented some adopt-a-park program material to the town, and we're working with the town to maybe put that into effect.
In an official sort of way.
In an official sort of way, we would have, you know, it sanctioned by the town, and make sure that they understand what the roles of some families to come forward and adopt parks, or other NGO organizations in town to adopt a park, or maybe the civic organizations in town could do it, some businesses. It's not unlike you see the signs on the side of the road where entities adopt freeways and roads.
Right.
It's similar to that.
But you're already doing it sort of de facto in an informal kind of way.
Right, right. So we would look for volunteers for that. We would look for volunteers to help with the community garden. We're looking to put some educational material at the community garden for children. And maybe once we get that going, engage with the schools, with science projects about plants and planting and growing, things like that. Artists, we want to reach out to the Art Alliance and see if we can get some signage there. Painted about flowers and the parts of a flower and what flowers need, things like that. Signage there, educational signage at the community garden for kids to learn about what's happening in there.
So there's a lot of opportunity here, and excuse my pun, for cross-pollination among the various NGOs.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and Green Space looks forward to working with all the NGOs in town to not only on their projects, but ours as well.
It can be involved, like you're talking about with getting involved with NGOs, but it sounds like with this becoming a person who looks at whether a park is dirty and just picking up after it a little bit, I mean, that's so simple. Right. I mean, when I said volunteer, I'm thinking something rather involved, and you're like, yeah, just somebody who walks by the park and cleans up trash stuff that they find in their morning walk.
But if you're already walking by a park daily, there's trash cans at the park. You see something out of order, just pick it up, throw it in a trash can.
I'm already a CB Green Space volunteer, and I didn't know it.
There you go. Perfect. We love it. There's other opportunities as well. Maybe some of you guys saw me or one of us at the table at the Osprey Festival. So we do an information table about what we do at events like the Osprey Festival. We were just there. And future festivals on the town.
The River Festival and whatnot.
Right, exactly. Northern Neck Music Festival or the BAM Music Concert. We'd like to have booths there.
Right.
So we need members like that. We do have a couple of vacancies on the board of directors.
Tell me about your board of directors.
Yes. We got an excellent, excellent board of directors with Green Space. All residents here in town. Karen Self Sullivan, many know, is a director. Vice president is Chris Lumpkin. Secretary is Andrea Clement. And finance officer, Donna Ryan. Just incredible. We have director Amy Grugan and Jeff Eisensmith. So it's a really rounded out team of people that are dedicated to the green space here in town. We have a couple of vacancies on that board, and we would love to have people who are interested in getting more involved to come help us. We're looking for events coordinators. We're looking for a membership coordinator, things like that.
If a person wanted to join your board, what would the process be, and what skills do you think they would want to have?
You know, wanting to serve the town and to ensure that we provide access and good infrastructure to our parks. Working together, we could make it happen. An events coordinator or membership coordinator would be someone who has the skill sets of making things happen, contacts in town, following up. I don't want to make it sound too hard and arduous because it is a volunteer position, but we could use some help in those areas.
Like most volunteer positions, I think they are what you make of them. You can do a little bit of work, like picking up some trash, or you can get deeply involved and turn it into a full-time gig if you...
Exactly.
And most volunteer groups around here will take whatever you can give them.
Right. There's so many good people here and involved with wearing multiple hats already. It's not uncommon to see people who are in multiple organizations having different roles. We would like to see some of those people come over to Green Space.
Yeah, some of those names you read off are people I know very well.
Right, and they're very active in the community, not just in Green Space, but everything else.
Exactly.
Exactly.
It seems like there's a sort of small number of volunteers who do almost everything here in town.
Exactly, exactly. Well, one of the main things, it's a small, close-knit town, and everybody knows everybody, and these names you've heard me say, people are going to know these names because they're involved in everything. One of the things we're currently doing is the Walter Kern Memorial Fund, and that just actually amazed me about the love of this town. When Mr. Kern passed away, you know, a lot of people felt that. a lot of people knew him, a lot of people loved him, and they've known him for a long time. And so we are very happy to be raising money for the Walter Kern Memorial. We look forward to being able to work with the town and place that, do something in his name for that.
Do we know what that's going to look like?
There's been talks about whether it would be a scholarship for students that are involved in maybe some sort of educational training and vocational skill that they're going to go through, and then possibly a sign or memorial erected somewhere at one of the parks. Possibly, while that has not been fully sealed in stone what it will look like at this point, we are raising that money for that fund.
So very early days, you haven't decided what you're going to do with it, but there's the will to do something.
Oh, there was definitely a will that people came together and definitely wanted to memorialize in some fashion, some way for Mr. Kern.
So for those of us who didn't know Walter Kern, your Facebook page has more information about who he was and why people are so adamant about making a memorial to him.
Correct, it does. You could go to our Facebook page and learn much more about Mr. Kern, the fundraising efforts we're doing for the memorial for him.
Great, great. And then among the many things you do are the occasional events, and you've got one coming up in June the 4th at Eleanor Park. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, we have an excellent event coming up there, a recommitment ceremony called Love in the Park, We Still Do. Couples, families, anyone can come together and recommit to one another there. I'm old enough to remember when you were married and you renewed your vows. We used to call it renewing our vows.
I think people still do.
They may. Well, this one is a recommitment ceremony because you can recommit to one another in many different ways. You can commit to family members, your children, your parents, your significant other. There's many ways to do that.
Commit to doing the dishes every night.
Correct. Recommit to doing the laundry. So yes, June 4th, we have excellent event planned there with a recommitment ceremony, live music, wine, champagne toast, beer sales, food trucks. It's going to be very nice in the evening of June 4th, and you can find much more information about that on our Facebook page and websites.
Now, that's something that people, if they want to participate, they have to sign up for, don't they?
Yeah, you buy a ticket to be part of that. The tickets are good for one commitment.
One couple.
Whatever it is. It could be anyone, and not necessarily a couple. It could be just whoever wants to commit to love in the park to one another.
And so it's each person buys a ticket. Is that what you're saying?
For the price of a ticket, you would get one commitment ceremony for the commitment group, and then they can have up to 6 guests that come with them. And that will be in June 4th in Eleanor Park.
And what time do we know?
5:00. The ceremony starts at 6:00. After party follows the ceremony. So reception at 5:00, ceremony at 6:00. Right after the ceremony, then there's evening of live music and dancing and
celebrating.
Exactly. It's going to be wonderful. There'll be shuttle service. Parking will be at the community center. There'll be a shuttle bus that takes people from the community center to Eleanor Park. After the event, the shuttle will start again and bring people back to their vehicles at the community center.
Right. Okay. So if people want to sign up or even learn more, they can go to your website, go to the Facebook page and find out all about that event and all of the wonderful things that CB Green Space is doing.
Right.
Walter LeRoy, thank you very much for coming to speak with me on 88.1 FM.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate the opportunity.